Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. My guest is John Clare. And, well, let's start off with the lineage here. John is indeed the son of James Clare and Una Clare, who have been supporters of all things Irish in the community, particularly in the New York area, for as long as any of us can remember. So, John Clare, as we begin this program, you have big shoes to fill there, but you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me on today.
You're welcome indeed. Now, you are president of the Emerald Association of Long Island. Tell us a bit about the history of the Emerald Association of Long Island.
Well, Adrian, the Emerald Association has a very rich history. It's been providing funds for dependent children of the Diocese of Brooklyn since 1839, for the last 177 years. It's one of the oldest Irish-American societies in the country, and it really has the longest-running ball of any charitable organization of its kind. It was interrupted only twice in its 177-year history, once because the church authorities were concerned about a certain dance craze in 1914 that was sweeping the nation, and the other time in 1918 because of the First World War, although the organization still raised money for the children of the diocese.
Now, initially, it was really known and operated as the Roman Catholic Orphan Asylum Society of Brooklyn. That was perhaps the impetus for getting the organization off the ground in the first place. I think we might be thrown off a little bit by the asylum. It really is. It was for orphans, even from day one.
That's correct, and continues to be.
And how? Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah,
no, and that was kind of the precursor to it getting involved with the Diocese of Brooklyn, and then in 1957 it took on the Diocese of Rockville Center as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, was it a lay organization to begin with, and linked into the diocese, or was the diocese involved from day one?
It was a lay organization to begin with that was providing support to the diocese, as I understand it, and continues to operate in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. The Emerald Societies in general, there and particularly your organization, and you are the president, really has the distinction of being, you know, the charitable organization with the longest running annual fundraiser ball, and that's saying something.
Oh, absolutely. It just shows the incredible passion that the supporters of the association have had for all these over 100 years, 177 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did the first fundraisers, where did they get off the ground?
Originally, it started in Smith City Hotel, and that was down in Fulton Street.
Yes.
Which became, I guess, the future site of the Brooklyn Savings Bank.
Yeah, and I've kind of come a long way since.
All the way to the Waldorf Astoria.
All the way to the Waldorf Astoria. You have a very impressive board of directors, and I see among the list of the people we know well on your board, Tom Mackel Jr., my own son-in-law, Ray Tatum, and you have Patricia Brennan, John Ingram, Judge John Ingram, Cody McCone, of course, And Martin Cottingham, we know those. Matter of fact, I'm sorry I started as J.P. Delaney, obviously, because you have really a tremendous number of dedicated, board members. And it takes a lot, because this is not a, this is a very serious fundraising arm. It takes quite a commitment. Again, we might as well, say that the dinner price per guest is $250. And the journal, is the journal closed by now?
No, we're accepting journal entries. We could probably accept them even into next week, but Thursday's kind of the...
Right, okay.
...to close.
All right, and of course the journal lads run from $100 upward. It is a black tie event, though, right?
That's correct.
And it's taking place next Saturday, 23rd. January 23rd. And it's a great evening.
It is.
Cocktails.
It's at the Roosevelt Hotel. We're back there. I think this will be our third year back at the Roosevelt.
Yes. And that's at
45th.
Yeah, 45th.
Yeah.
45 East 45th Street. A great organization and one. Let me just ask you, how are the disbursement of funds, what's the selection process in terms of where the money goes?
To a certain extent, we leave that up to the diocese. We figure that they're in the best position to determine where the need is most great. So we give it to them unrestricted, and this way they can apply it to the programs benefiting the children that need the financing the most.
Okay, for those who may be coming into town, or for those who might want to knock the whole evening out of it, which begins at 6 and goes on to 11:30, there's a special rate at the Roosevelt, and you can actually get that information. Is there a website where listeners can follow up on our information?
There isn't a website that has the invitation on it.
Okay.
But anyone can contact me. I can give you my email address, and
okay.
I can email that to them.
Give us your email address.
It's John T. Claire.
Okay. That's C-L-A-R-E.
AOL.com. Mm-hmm.
That's John P. Claire.
At AOL.
At AOL.com.
Or and they can call me.
Yes.
At 212-224.
Right.
1867. And I'd be more than happy to send them either raffle tickets if they'd like to purchase it, tickets for the dinner, or even a table if they feel like buying one.
Great. And there is some time left, but it's getting down to the crunch now. I want to wish the Emerald Association of Long Island, and indeed our president. Where do you go from president when they turf you out? You go on to...
onto the chair.
Onto the chair. Oh, boy.
And then into the board.
Oh, how about that? Okay, John Clare, again, a friend's president of the Emerald Association of Long Island. And, again, 177-year old history. We wish you lots of luck and hope that those who would like to get information will follow through on that. Thanks, John. Okay.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care.